Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and you're listening to show number 228 for November 15th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And the song you're listening to is Down to the Sea. The artists are Fly My Pretties. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. Well, I want to thank you if you are a subscriber to the show. Thank you very much for being a loyal listener, and thank you to you if you are listening to the show currently. I really appreciate that. And up and coming, we have an interesting co-hosted segment. We're going to be talking about riverboat cruising and Laureen's experience on the Avalon Waterways cruise. And for those of you that are just tuning in, Laureen Romero is the co-host of the show, and she joins us nearly every week, except for when she's traveling on riverboat cruises, to be a part of the show, and she's a great part of the show, and I'm fortunate and happy to have her on board. Now, if you tuned into the show last week, you probably learned that I had a computer crash, and I got that all fixed up. I had to take it into the PC repair shop, and they found that I had a bad video card. And that's the easy part. The hard part is bringing the computer back home and restoring all the software and all the information back on the hard disk. And fortunately, I do back up all of my data, so I didn't lose any data, but I had to reinstall all the programs, you know, and I'm still doing that. Still finding programs that I use all the time that I haven't installed yet, and have to go back and locate the software and the access keys and all that stuff and get it up and running. A slow process, but I'm making good headway at it, and I do now have Windows 7 installed on the desktop computer, and I really like Windows 7, so if you're thinking about it, that's a great operating system so far. And speaking about great systems, you know, you've heard me talking about GoToMeeting for some time, and you know why we think this is the best software for hosting an online meeting? Because it's easy to use. You can join meetings in seconds, and there's no complicated setups involved. And the people that are attending your meeting, they don't even need an account. All they have to do is log into the meeting. And when they're logged in, you know, they can share keyboard and mouse control or switch presenters, and they can share what's on their screen with everyone else in the meeting. And another neat feature of this is that you can even record your meetings. You know, GoToMeeting has integrated audio, which means that phone conferencing numbers are included in email invitations. And you also have the opportunity to use voice over IP, if you so desire to use that, for your meeting. So now our listeners here can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, and that's an unlimited use of GoToMeeting for 30 days, and that's all free. And to take advantage of the special offer, you must go to www.gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free trial. Try it today. I know you're going to like it. Well, with that, we will jump right into the co-hosted segment and then come out at the other end. I have one brief news item to talk about, and then we'll call it a show. And once again, I thank you for stopping in here and listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So here we go. Take it away. Well, this is the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and Laureen Romero is back with us after a sounds like a tremendous vacation, and she'll talk to you a little bit more about that here coming up. And actually, we'll talk about this on a couple of different shows. Hey, Laureen, welcome back. It's great to have you back.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Yeah, it's good to be back. Been a couple of weeks. And what I would like to focus on for this episode is to talk about what it's been like to work with Avalon and also what the Avalon trip was like. In an upcoming episode, I would like to talk about the actual trip itself, which is totally separate from Avalon. One is the cruise line, and then one is kind of what we experienced while on the trip, which was, let's just say, we had a great time. And then in a couple of weeks, we are going to have Mike Davies on the show, and he is the owner of RiverDiscount.com, and he has been on the show in the past, if you recall. Has this great British accent, which, of course, we all know that's why I have him on the show. But he is going to talk about kind of what the future of river boating is, some of the things that have occurred in the last year, and this is all the man's sell. So he is an expert in the field, and I feel very fortunate that we are able to have him back on the show. So thank you, Barry. How are you doing out there in your cold, actually warm state right now?
Yeah, this is an unusual November. We've had some pretty nice weather here so far for the first 12 days or so of November, and we're waiting for our first accumulating snowfall, but I guess that's coming up here in the next week, I hear. So it's so we're going to start the season shortly. They're playing Christmas music around here already, and I'm sure that's the case out in California, too.
Oh, yes. The first business day after Halloween, I think everybody starts putting up all the Christmas stuff. So, yes, but as always, our Christmas is a little bit different than yours. We do not have white Christmases out here. That's fine with me. I don't do snow, but you guys have white Christmases out your way sometimes, right?
Oh yeah, most of the time we end up with white Christmas, and I've sent you pictures of my Volkswagen buried under the snow, so you get a feel for that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, weather here's in the mid to upper 60s, which is pretty standard for this time of year. It will start getting cold in a couple weeks, but nothing like you experienced.
Right. And then we have listeners like Ceci Meacham, who is down in the Miami area, and she's just probably smiling all the time while she listens to the show.
Exactly. They do have great weather out there. Well, let me start on the topic of Avalon Waterways. I have been working with our group coordinator. His name is Albert Slater. As the listeners know, I am with Nexion, and he is my contact over there. They are part of Globus Family Brands, and Avalon is the room. Is that your fax machine, Barry?
No, that's the other line on the phone here.
Always. I'm waiting for Coco to come on since we hit the record button.
Oh, of course. We hit the record button. Either Coco's going to bark or the phone's going to ring or... typically, earlier this year, the neighbor would be out mowing his lawn with his Huey helicopter lawnmower.
So I've been working with Albert, putting together a group since August of 08. So the group has finally taken off and sailed. And let me tell you, it was the first time I have worked with Avalon Waterways, and it was a wonderful experience. The con part, I'll just get out of the way, is when clients pay a deposit or their amount, you receive the client itinerary and the agent itinerary. But the client itinerary does not reflect any amount taken off, such as if you work with Holland America, they give you a receipt saying client has paid $500. And, you know, this company does not. They give you a spreadsheet and they say, good luck with that. So that's kind of the con with them. And there's been a lot more pros that I've experienced working with them that I will definitely work with again. Albert was great to work with. He always got back to me, was really good. I remember when I initially set up this group, I had talked to somebody else, and then I added more people to it, and the person got confused, and Albert just stepped in. He said, I am your contact. Here is my extension. Here is my email. Don't bother with them. I'll work with you. I never worked with anybody else at that company since then, and as I mentioned, he's with Globus, and the component I was working with him was as group and for the riverboat cruise. Had clients booking and putting their deposits down a year ago, and as I mentioned, we just got back, and it was really interesting because the weird part is with this company, they don't have online check-in, which is kind of weird. You usually go to HollandAmerica.com and click on, you know, check in, and they send you all that stuff, paper that you print. And with this company, it's like, no, I send you the documents. We're very old school. There's no online check in. I couldn't understand what on earth was he talking about because I'm so used to working with mass market. And one day, this huge box showed up on my doorstep. Every single client, now mind you, there were 14 individuals in this group, which is seven cabins. There were 14 travel bags, and they were really nice. I used mine the entire time I was there. It was big enough to hold my DSLR camera in it, in its case. I was able to put any maps in it, an umbrella, water bottle, snacks, no, life's important thing. Every person got one of those. Every person got a real document holder with real documents in it. And in this day and age, for those of us who have been experiencing e-docs, it was kind of a shock, really a shock, because they actually have a booklet that they send to your clients. And it has the whole itinerary, has all their client information, their departure date, because part of the package that we purchased, and I would definitely encourage listeners to do this, we included air in the package. And the reason I encourage my clients to just do the air with them is if anything happens, there's a reason why I mentioned this, and I will bring what happened up in a minute. If anything happens, guess what? They get to take care of it. And because it's part of the package, you get to earn commission on it. As we all know, since 9/11, airlines no longer pay commission. So you do all the work out of the kindness of your heart. But if you book it into the package, it includes the transfers, all the air information, and if anything happens, they get to take care of it. So here's the information that an actual paper booklet that talks about all the motor coach, all the arrival information, and the airport information, all the transfer information. They have a page here for in case of emergency contact, which we never turned in, although they said would. A list of the hotel that you're at. Information about the hotel in case you need to make a copy of this to give to your loved ones so they know where you are. It also lists, which I thought was really cool, I've not noticed this before, says right here, your Avalon cruise director, and it gave her name, and it was Catalin Kovacs, and she was wonderful. I have to say, I was thrilled the fact that she was part of the plan and that she was on our trip. She was wonderful. It also gives information about the ship, an email address, and a phone number in case loved ones need to get a hold of you. Also talks about the entire itinerary and any optional excursions you might want to sign up for. The other thing this company does that I'm not used to is you cannot sign up for your optional excursions until you actually get over there and start. I am so used to Carnival and Royal Caribbean saying, better book now. They close quickly. Rush, rush, rush. Hurry up and book. That, again, I was on the website asking poor Albert, where do they sign up for their excursions? He said, well, you don't. You sign up when you get over there. Huh? That was kind of a weird thing. And it really forced me as a travel agent just to let go of it. I really wanted to set up some optional excursions and see if I could work with different companies and have different things. And after a while, since I had no idea what time anybody got into town and how long they were going to be there, it just became impossible for me to try to be able to set something up. So for me, it was a lesson of how to just let go and let things work out for themselves. And surprisingly, it worked out really well without me trying to control everything.
I'll imagine that.
I know. That was weird.
Yeah.
And so part one of the days is a flight day. And so when they set up the flight, they set it up on British Air. And it was great. We flew from San Francisco, one couple flew from L.A., and flew into Heathrow, and then flew from Heathrow to Prague. And that was all included in the packets that we had set up. And the reason I had mentioned just a moment ago about if there's an issue, they get to take care of it. So I get everybody's documents, and I meet with people, and I hand their documents over, and they really think the bag is cool and that the document holder is cool. Oh, and in the document holder is actually a luggage tag. What a concept, a real luggage tag, something you can put your business card in, but they have you put right in your phone number and all your information, of course, which is totally useless because you don't have cell phones that work over there. But also the cruise information, so if anything happens, they know which ship to put put it on. It's got like your cruise number, all that sort of thing. So they all said that was very classy, what they said. This is very classy because all of my clients have done a lot of cruising. And that's part of what the attraction is for people who to go on riverboat cruises. They've already done the been there, done that routine. They've been to Alaska, they've been to the Caribbean and Mexican Riviera, and they want to try something different. And riverboats are very different. The particular ship that we were on had 164 passengers max. How many Holland America ships or Royal Caribbean ships have you heard of, Barry, that have 164 people on them?
Oh, I don't think they have any in their inventory that's small.
So it's really amazing. Let me tell you, you get to know people pretty well. In fact, our cruise actually only had 135. It wasn't full capacity because it was towards the end of the season. So we all got to know each other really well. And getting back to the point of why they do the air, so everybody got their documents, and everybody went to BritishAirways.com and looked up their flights, and somehow, either on the Avalon Globus Inn or on the British Airway Inn, had changed the first name of one of my passengers' flights. So even though on all my paperwork, which of course I sent right back over to poor Albert, going, hello, this, and this, I'll say the woman's name is Maria. But when he goes to British Air to log her in, his wife's new name is Marilyn.
Oh, my.
Well,
that's a big problem.
That would be a big problem because for some bizarre reason, none of her identification would list her as Marilyn. So after a couple of days, they got to change it. Now, as a travel agent, I would have had to change that all on my friendly good time. So it was kind of nice that they actually did take me up on that. Otherwise, you know, Marilyn and Howard may have had to also try to fix that too. So it was really good that everybody had decided to do that, put everything in the package. This cruise ships are small, which are really nice. We happen to be on the Tapestry. Food, everybody else always wants to know about food. One seating and no room service. So you either get up and come to dinner or, you know, the only room service they offer were for people who were in the room sick. And that was about the option you had. So everybody came to dinner. Dining was casual. No jeans, no shorts. But it was just business casual, slacks. Most of the nights I wore black jeans versus, you know, blue jeans. And nobody seemed to know the difference. Great wait staff. Food was really good. Many options. We tried things we wouldn't have normally tried, different types of soups. And every dinner came with an appetizer, some sort, in addition to a little appetizer, either salad or something else, some sort of cocktailish sort of thing. You always got a choice of a soup, a main entree, and your dessert. And you order them just boom, boom, boom. You get your little checklist the night before. Although it's not like they really ask you for your cabin number. You just put out what you want, you know, list what you want, and they just make, you know, a little bit of extra food. They just kind of want to know what the theme is. And when you're placing your order, you place everything, including dessert, when the waiter comes by. There was wine at every meal for no charge.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Kind of an interesting concept, because I remember when we were on Alaska cruise on Royal Caribbean, one of my clients ordered a $72 bottle of wine. Ouch.
Yeah.
he said it was really good, but, you know, that's an addition to your cab. So dinners include wine during it. Of course, they always have happy hour beforehand, and they'd love for you to be up in the lounge and order drinks, but it is included. Entertainment in the evenings is not your typical glitzy band Broadway show, high-tech new age show. One night we had somebody play a violin. Usually in the evening, the cruise director will tell us about what the next day is. Never the entire time we were there did anybody say, can I take your picture? Which is something they always do on cruise lines, just kind of as a little, you know, add-on. There was no captain, no formal night, which was interesting. There was a captain toast. The captain was hysterical when he came to introduce himself the first night. He had those Holland clogs on.
Oh, yeah.
And he was goofy.
So he had the wooden shoes on.
He had the whole wooden shoes, and this was a really big guy. You know, so he kept kind of moving back and forth in them. So it did, actually it didn't look very, he didn't look very comfortable. Very personable, very friendly. Saw him all the time when he wasn't working. And so we had the food. The entertainment was easygoing. You didn't have to go if you didn't want. The lounge was just a lounge. It wasn't like your traditional auditorium, obviously. Breakfast was typically buffet, although they had a menu on the table if you wanted whatever the special of the day was. But honestly, you could just go up to the buffet and get it. They had a variety of cereals, eggs every day. The breakfast was pretty much the same buffet every day, but you could pick different things, omelets, that sort of thing. Lots of different European sort of food. Lunches, again, also buffet, but dinners were sit down and they served the food to you. And let's see, what else was there? That was really interesting. They had in your room, of course, turned down. So every morning they made your room, and every night they had turned down. One of the little extra things that I really liked about it is they had this folder, and it was called Memories from Your Avalon Cruise. And every day you get a little map and a little detailed about whatever town you're going into. We were in Passau and Vienna, Budapest, a whole bunch of different places. So in addition to your daily newsletter of what the agenda was for the day, it had just information. And what was I thought was really cool, I had not experienced it before, is had two little hole punches in it, and in this little folder they had so that you could clip it down. Kind of nice. So you could have your memories. You could take them with you. You had a place to store them. Because I'm telling you, I've been on Carnival, and I've had the little itineraries, and I find them years later shoved in different places. So this, it was all clipped together, and it was handy, and it was very neat and organized. So it was just a little something extra.
Well, it sounds like they really paid attention to the details on the cruise.
Exactly. They did. And the room staff, very nice. One of the things that I noticed that was different, they were all either Hungarian, Bavarian. Several of them were from Budapest. So they were not Indonesian, which is what I'm used to on other cruise ships. They were all women, which also was another thing that was very different from some of the other cruise lines that I've experienced. All the room staff were women. They were all really polite, very sweet, and they never crossed that line. A lot of times in other cruise lines, I always get the feeling that they must have a camera on the door, because the moment I open the door, one of them, and just being polite and courteous, hi, Mr. Romero, how are you? How may I help you? Yeah, I'm just trying to go get breakfast. You know, they, you always saw them in the hallway. They were cleaning rooms. It was great.
Now, how did you handle the tipping issue on this cruise?
Tipping, they had a suggested, and Cataline was done separately than the rest of the staff, and they have a suggestion amount. Like for her, it would be €3 a day. And for her, she was actually there 10 days because she was there the three nights, which is included in the package, three nights at the Hilton Prague. So when we flew in, we were put on, transferred onto shuttles that took us from the airport to Hilton Prague, and we were greeted by her, and we spent the first three nights on land getting settled in, included an excursion during there. She was always there, always courteous. She came on the ship with us, and was there the entire time. So her suggestion, her suggested price was $3 a day. And but they never know. They would never, you would never know how much to pay them or if you paid them. For the staff, the recommendation was 12 a day, and that included the bar staff, the restaurant staff, as well as the counter staff, the staff that cleaned your room. And they had an envelope that you could put the money in and either leave it in the room, but the, also at the front desk, there was a little box that said, tips. Never ask your room number. You could have left $5 in there, and they would never know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and, I, you know, I'm a person that I believe in tipping for good service. I know these people make minimum wage at most. I've talked to other tour directors. They make minimum wage, and they're working 24/7. So I'm always happy to either pay more or pay the their minimum for them. One of the other things I really liked about this ship, and you would appreciate this, and you and I have not talked about this before we hit the record button. On the ship, they had an internet room. Yeah, see? The geeks are coming out.
Yeah.
Had an internet room, and it had two computers in it. And your options are 1 day of internet connection, no matter how long. You could be online however long you want it. It's, now, keep in mind, it's satellite. And we both know that satellite's slower than molasses or dial-up.
Right.
€5 for 1 day.
Not bad.
Or, if you wanted the entire week, which is 7, it would be €15. So which one do you think I took? The all-you-can-eat plan for €15?
Oh, yeah. That's the best deal.
I had my laptop. The entire ship was wireless. Granted that when we went into the lock, the internet connection was gone. That would be because you're surrounded with, you know, feet of cement, and it made it a little difficult to keep the connection going with satellite. But other than that, there was maybe 1 day it was down, but I literally could take my laptop from my room all the way into the lounge, you know, which is not that far because it's not a huge ship. And 1 day, Gail and I just sat in the lounge, hung out. She read a book. I sat there and I posted photos to Facebook. And I didn't have to worry about it costing me $1 million like you would on a regular cruise ship because they go by minutes. That part I really, really liked. And I think you would like that too.
Oh, yeah. That seals it for me.
They had a sky deck, which was the top portion. They had lounge chairs out there, but let me tell you, it's starting to get cold in Europe, and I wore a thermal shirt under my layers and a scarf, and yeah, I've been in Alaska, so I'm used to cold. It was starting to get cold, so there weren't a lot of people up on the sky deck, and honestly, the only time I was up there is to take photos as we were moving along the shores. One of the things that I really appreciated about Avalon's packages is that it included a city tour every day, which I thought was kind of cool. You had optional tours that you could sign up for, and we did a couple of them, and they weren't outrageously priced. But every day had some sort of city tour that they took you on. They had an English-speaking guide, and they provided you with a little box that had channels on it, so you would listen to whatever channel the guide was on, and an earpiece, and you kept the earpiece the entire time. Now, I don't know if they were kidding about this, but I kind of overheard one of them talking. Somebody had lost their earpiece, and they said, okay, we will give you one more for free, and after that, it's €50. Somehow that person never seemed to have lost it ever again. So I don't know if they were just kidding and they would replace them, but every one of us just kept it. I kept mine in my pocket whenever we went on a walk. I just plugged in a little box. They separated it by bus by color. So one day, you know, I picked up 14 of them and gave them to all the people in my group. So we were all in the green group. Another day, we were all in the red group. There were no differences between the groups, other than they were on different buses and on different channels. And it was really nice because you could hear what they were talking about right there without yelling over other people to fight for sound. And I found that to be as you were saying, the attention to detail. I really liked Avalon. They had a workout room. All we did was end up going down there and looking at it. We never ended up going in more than that one time. But it had a treadmill. It had a cycle. It had a shower in there, which was nice. And all the things that you would want in a regular workout room, but I never saw anybody in there. The cabins were really nice. They're 172 square feet, had a desk. There were only a couple different levels that you could qualify for. There were no inside cabins, ocean view cabins, and balcony cabins. That's not how riverboat cruises are. You are either on the left side or the right side. And the price difference goes by which level you're on, and there were only three floors. So you either got the bottom of the first floor, so you're really looking at water, the next level, or the top level. And most of my clients went to the category P, which was on the third level, the Royal Deck. And the big difference that I saw between that one and the next level, that was on the second floor, was the next level. Had different amenities in our rooms than the clients who didn't, and I did bother to tell them that they didn't get the things that we got. We had nice robes. We also had nice little amenities in the bathroom. It was rosemary shampoo and hand lotion and conditioner, and I really liked that, so that was cool. Glass showers, so there was none of that plastic curtain that sticks to your butt while you're trying to take a shower.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody can relate to that.
It had a nice foyer. Oh, coffee all the time. You know, I was in heaven. It had a little espresso machine that was there as you walked in the door. They had glass little cups that you put in under there, and you hit the button, and it had a little espresso. For those of us who really try to cut back on our caffeine intake, that would be me. After about 2 o'clock, they had a button that you push, and it just gives hot water, and they had little instant coffee that was decaf, but it was actually pretty good. You also had the option of sweeteners, different dairy products, that sort of thing, but that was on all the time, which is great, and you didn't have to pay for it. So that was an extra special treat that I really liked. There was one restaurant, and as I mentioned, you got dinner in the first seating, and or you didn't eat. Brought something from the land. They had a room that said, what did it say? It was, you know, like for hair, beautician, but I never saw anybody in there, and I have a feeling it was for staff only. Yeah, it says hairdresser.
Oh, yeah, salon.
Yeah, thank you. Never saw the door open, so it didn't bother with that. So there were the little things that really made this stand out. And, you know, we were in one of the towns, and it was funny because clients had seen other people on shore, and they were talking to them. They were on a different riverboat cruise, which will remain nameless. But our option that day was, and they gave us a little certificate, and there will be a coupon paper, and we could go to the restaurant right down at the end of the pier, and they gave us either 4 sausages or 6, sauerkraut, and a drink. And that was going to be our lunch if we wanted, or we could come back to the ship and eat the buffet. And 2 sets of my clients were in line, and they were talking to the couple next to them as they were in line, and they were on this other cruise line. Well, our cruise line didn't give us that. We're buying our own food. So that was another nice thing that Avalon did is, you know, we're on land, and if you want to eat what the local food is, some stuffed sausage thing.
Yeah.
It was actually very good, and Gail got a beer, and of course I got a coffee. There was no charge. I mean, I tipped the person, but I totally thought the sausage was just part of it, and they always paid for the sauerkraut and the coffee and the beer, and they're like, no, it's all included. Thanks, bye.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so, you know, Avalon, again, as you said, pays attention to little details, and you know, my clients were just conveniently looking at the 2010 catalogs that they had sitting up there at the front counter that I made sure to point out to them, oh, look, the 2010 catalog's out. I don't even have one of these yet. No pressure whatsoever to sign up for a cruise now. Most cruise lines, mass market, of course, they have a person behind the counter saying, you know, come and let's sign you up for a future date, and you'll put a deposit down and you get a discount. None of that. No pressure to do additional things. No pictures, no bingo, nothing. In fact, our poor cruise director came in furious. She was furious. She came into the lobby while we were waiting. She goes, those people out there have nothing to do with Avalon. They are not part of us. If you want to have your picture taken, you can, but they're not part of what we do here. She got on the PA system, and she basically said the same thing, although a little nicer. And I saw her walking out, and she actually spoke to them in English. She goes, I am the cruise director, and you can't be here. And because, you know, she didn't want people to get ripped off. Here, let me take your picture and, you know, pay us now. We'll give you the picture when you get back. So, yeah, it was really refreshing. I've heard people talk about riverboat cruises before and that they are the next level. And I already have some of the clients who never knew one another. And this group, there may have been one couple that knew another couple. In fact, two couples have traveled together for the last 35 years. They're getting together to talk about if they want to do the Paris to Prague trip next year or if they want to go on the Nile.
Oh, nice. They've
all agreed they really like Avalon, and yes, they've seen the other cruise lines out there, and you do save a little bit more money, but the fact that Avalon had daily excursions included, a wine included with dinner, there was no pressure to buy something now and put a deposit down, no take your picture, no bingo. It pretty much closed the deal that most of them will stay loyal to Avalon.
Well, that's great. That means repeat business for you.
Yes, that would be nice. I would like that. Yes. And they were all really happy. They were happy. Every one of them goes, thank you. Thank you for doing this. I had a couple that they really didn't do groups. They pretty much stayed on their own. So I was, you know, being the mother that I am, you guys okay? But yeah, we just don't do groups. You know, it's fine. And they kept saying, we really thank you for including us on this. So, you know, yeah, it's good promotion for Avalon, let me tell you.
Sure.
But that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about. I'm trying to stay specific to the cruise line and not actually talk about the wonderful places that's over there in Europe. But yes, I brought back a cold, which is pretty typical. Circulated air on those long flights.
Oh, yeah.
I started sneezing immediately when I got on the plane to come home. I mean, immediately. And so good that we're doing our recording at the end of the week because I've had that deep, sexy voice that I know that we've had on the show before.
Now, we will take another podcast and talk about the places that you've visited.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I have some pictures up on Facebook. My name is Lorene R. So it's Lorenerr. And I know a lot of our listeners are connected with me because I had lots of people ping me back saying they enjoyed the pictures. And Barry has some of them, and he's going to put them on the website to have them rotate. And let me tell you, if you go to Europe, you got to bring your camera. There's lots of things over there. You can get some pretty amazing photos. Turn around and take a picture one direction and turn around and take a picture another direction. And they're having fall over there, so there were a lot of fall colors that I could have gotten here, too.
Yeah, take extra batteries and plenty of memory cards.
Exactly, exactly. So that's a wrap-up for the show for me. Barry, did you have any other questions for me? Since, you know, we don't have a guest on.
No, I think you pretty much covered it, and we will come back and talk about this same topic again, only about the locations, in a future podcast.
Absolutely. If people want to connect with you, Barry, what is a good email address for you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.com. sharptongue@mac.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongue@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And if you want to either look me up on Twitter or Facebook, it's Laureen R. And if you go onto my Facebook page, look under photos under Europe 09, and you'll see the pictures that I actually posted from the lounge on the riverboat cruise.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience, and we'll look forward to hearing more about it, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you, Laureen.
Okay, thank you, Laureen, for the co-hosted segment, and I am ready to go on a riverboat cruise. That sounds like a great time. And I do have one news item, and that news item relates to what we talked about last week in the news segment, and that is the Oasis of the Seas embarking from its port where it was constructed in Denmark and having to travel underneath a bridge to get out of port. And this bridge, the clearance between the top of the smokestacks and the bottom deck of this bridge was only inches. So the ship cleared it by inches to get out of port. And lo and behold, as you might imagine, someone did a YouTube video of this ship going under the bridge. And it's quite an interesting video to watch. It's taken at night, so the quality isn't, it isn't a professional quality video, but it's enough to let you know and let you see this huge ship going under this bridge with little clearance. And in the news article I talked about last week, you know, the ship had to get up some speed to go under the bridge because of what happens when the ship is traveling faster, it sits lower in the water. So as you watch the video, you can see that the ship is moving along at a pretty good clip. So if you'd like, you want to take a look at the video, go to the show notes and I'll have a link there to the video. Well, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Thank you for stopping by and I hope you've enjoyed the show. And until next week, travel safe, stay away from the flu bug, and we'll be talking to you then. And if you have any questions, make sure you drop me an email. I love to hear from you. Barry@hometravelagent.net. Okay, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Let out the scream. I said, I'm a certain, I'm a trapper. to the sea.